Well, it's Sunday morning and we're ready to start the service. Let's start the streaming. Hey, wait, it's not working. Why? Well, we're going to tell you some reasons why it might not be working for you and how to fix that next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacey and Phil Thompson.
And what? What? You disappeared? My.
Let me get off.
Never mind. We're live. Well, we're not really live. Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. But we started the record in the middle of our conversation. And this is episode number 514. And my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacey.
I think we should just let the thing roll while we have conversations before we officially start. You know, probably some people might be interested in it, you know? What are these guys talking about before they actually start recording?
Yeah. They don't want to hear.
You think?
They don't want to hear that one.
You know, you seem to think everybody thinks like you do. And I think that's necessarily true. But hey, who am I to argue, right? All right. So speaking of arguing, let's talk about 11. What do we call this thing? 11 reasons, 11 or 12, who's counting? 11 reasons your stream is buffering. Now, let me give you a little background on our topic today. And we're going to have a version of what we talk about today in our blog. And if you haven't looked at our blog, just go to blog.streamingchurch.tv. We are streamingchurch.tv, even though this is the Church Solutions Podcast. Most of what we do, the main bulk of what we do when it comes to working with churches is streaming video, although we do other things. So Michael Gray, who works with us and does Sunday support most of the time, live Sunday support, I might add, he kind of came up with this, and it's a very common, the context here is very common, which we're going to get into in a moment. And that is a lot of times people will reach out to us, our customers, and they'll say, is something wrong on your end? Because we're not streaming and everything looks good on this end.
Yes, that's really, yeah. They'll go through and they'll go, we didn't change anything. They must be down. There must be, you know, something going on. So Mike got one of those calls. And when we say, no, everybody's fine, and they go, huh, well, no, you must be down because it's not working and we haven't changed anything. So that's what this, so that motivated him to write this blog post because he titled it, I guess, it was working yesterday.
It was working yesterday. It was working last week. Yeah. And look, let me just say in the context here, that no streaming company is perfect. And everybody occasionally has glitches. I mean, we've done really well over the years, especially since the pandemic. And I mean, it took us a couple of weeks after the pandemic to get everything up to speed with all the people streaming. But, you know, I mean, Amazon has had some issues. Google's had their issues. YouTube's had their issues. Meta, better known as Facebook, has had their issues. And we've had glitches from time to time. So when we talk about this today, I don't want people to think that we're perfect, you know, but we're pretty good. And so what we want to do today with this, what we're going to talk about here, is help you understand and review some of the things that could possibly be the problem with your stream, instead of it just pointing the finger to us all the time.
Yep, that is true. And a lot of times we get into this is all the indicators look like everything should be fine. And actually I went, and Mike mentioned this, he had, I think, just gone to a big event with me and some other friends of ours from our church. And we're at this big event and you look down at your phone. And actually it was kind of interesting because part of our group went one way and part of the group went the other way. So I began texting Mike and saying, hey, we're over here. We're waiting for you guys. You know, come meet up and then we'll go. And crickets. And I wait a little bit longer, and I send another message saying, "Hey, are you coming?" And then nothing. And then, we waited almost like 30 minutes. And I said, "Well, we're going, we're going to go over here, find us here later." And I'm like, "What is going on?" And you look at your phone and you got 5 bars. And, all of a sudden we later met up with Mike, and I go, "You didn't reply to my text." He goes, "I didn't get any texts." He goes, "I can't get to the websites. I've got 5 bars. I'm trying to get the schedule for this event we're at, and it won't come up." And so everything looks like it's working, but it's not. And so that's kind of what the churches, the situation they get into as well is, is going on?
Yeah. And we certainly understand. We understand that, hey, what's the problem here? We look like we're okay. It's got to be you guys, right? And so we get that. We understand that. So, and I remember years ago when I was your church online guy at your church, I was on staff. And I remember back in the days of Flash Media Live Encoder, and we were streaming. And I remember there was quite a delay. I mean, there was. Back in the days with Flash Media Live Encoder, there was only a few second delay from what you streamed and what was showing up on the website. And I can remember there was quite a lag building up, between what was actually happening live and we were streaming it to what was actually showing up on the website. This is unusual, right? And I remember watching it, thinking, we got a problem here. And then sure enough, our network just was totally just demolished. And I remember thinking, I got to call customer support. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, I am customer support. And so what happened, we found out later, and by the way, it happened 2 years in a row at the same time, there was a golf tournament going on in Tucson, Arizona, which is where we're at. And somebody pretty famous was at the golf tournament. His name was Tiger. What was his last name? Tiger Woods. Yeah. And Tiger Woods, I think, was playing, and just the network was just the companies, whatever it was, decided we're going to rob bandwidth here, and so we can handle this golf tournament. And it happened 2 years in a row. I mean, it was just the weirdest thing. And so things happen. So, but now, you're right. I mean,
For us, good. It was
what's the problem?
And you probably experienced this too. For us, it was. I don't know how many tens of thousands of people were at this event, and all 10,000 of them are connecting to the same cell towers because we're all right there, at the same place.
Right.
And so their cell towers were just like, I'm doing the best I can. And so he never got my text. It's kind of funny because we drove out to the event and we drove home, dropped him off at his house, and he texted me, he goes, "Just got your text." So
from like, 2 hours ago, whatever, yeah.
2 hours later.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the internet is kind of fickle, right? I mean, these things happen. And so let's jump into this. All right. So it was working last week. It was working yesterday. Must be streaming church's fault. What's the deal here? So let's kind of jump into this. We've got a little list here, and we'll just go through the list here, and we'll have a version of this on the blog somewhere. What's number one?
Well, your internet got more popular, which we kind of just talked about, right?
Yeah, we just did. Yeah, I guess we did. So users, more devices, congestion, all that stuff. Your upload gets squeezed.
Yeah.
And you don't know it.
For churches, they're like, wow, we streamed this week on Wednesday. It was great. Everything was awesome. But, the Sunday, it's not working. And the internet getting more popular is typically people – coming to your service, connecting to your Wi-Fi. There's a big game on, and so everybody, you got 500,000, 2,000 people at your event on your Wi-Fi system. So that's, and people just don't realize that, we've got such a robust system and we pay for such high speed stuff and we got fiber and, people just don't realize that, Your internet got very much more popular with just your crowd there.
Yeah. All right. So second point then, or something like the second point, is someone is watching. Oh, by the way, before we get to the second point, we're recording this before Easter, and it's going to be out a few days before Easter. So I don't know if people see this before Easter or not, but you know, Easter service, got to have a lot of people in your facility, right? And so if you're streaming and probably have more people, in fact, there's some stats out there that you'll get sometimes almost double the people that normally attend, you know, so you're going to get, you may have run into some of that same issue, people jumping on your network. All right. Number two, somebody during your live stream is watching some videos right now in your facility while you're trying to stream.
Yep. And that can definitely happen. It's, you know, it's not NFL Sunday anymore, but, that could be a deal. And, you know, you could have, I know, one of my kids is just a sports fanatic. And so they may tune into that Wi-Fi and start watching the game or doing, you know, other things can be going on in your network. So
how dare they watch something else during the service? That's unholy.
Yeah. So the fix would be, and that's, I mean, different churches do different things. At our church, we kind of had two ISPs for a while, and one of them was to serve the public. And so when life got busy and slow, the people watching the game, whatever, may have some issues, but the stream was dedicated and not open, not connected to the Wi-Fi network. So, or not
different network,
ISP. Yeah. Even yeah. We had different technology coming into the building. And so we knew the stream was going to be solid and it was not affected by people coming and going at the facility.
I know that, and I don't know how to do this. Maybe you do, but I my understanding is even if you have one network, sometimes you can partition it off and allow your streaming video to have dominance over that. I've had some people tell me that. I don't know how you would do that, but I've heard that before.
Yeah. I think it's going to take some skill. I mean, I think you got to log into your router and start prioritizing traffic and deprioritizing other traffic and configuring things. And, you know, the optimum thing was, let's just do this on the weekend. So you would maybe want to schedule them, or you may go change the setup every Saturday morning or Saturday evening or something. I don't know. But yeah, I think it can be done. Years ago was when the kids were at home, would be looking at prioritizing certain traffic. You know, their whole thing was they were gaming, and so they wanted the gaming traffic to you know, take priority over anything else because it was so important, right? Can't have a lag when you're gaming. You might lose the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my son has talked about that. All right, so what do you have? Number three, third point, auto uploads. And we've seen this happen with some of our customers. Auto uploads. So there is what's called the silent bandwidth assassin. So what that simply means, what we're talking about here is many times people in the tech department will be uploading videos during the service, doing other things while the service is going on to Dropbox or maybe Google Drive or, I don't know, OneDrive or something. And they're just doing it during the stream. They're just doing it.
Video on YouTube, yeah. I know our church.
Yeah. But they're doing stuff while the service is going on, while the stream is happening.
Yeah. And why not, right? You have two services and you recorded the first service and you got to get that second recorded service up and then you can go to lunch, you know, and back in the back office, get online, say, oh, here's this 12 gig file. I'm going to start the upload right now. Second service is starting. So not a big deal, right? So what happens
But it is a big deal. Sometimes it does because it ends up creating a problem.
Yes, I was being sarcastic. You weren't reading my sarcasm, but yes.
No, I'm not used to your sarcasm. I hold the title to sarcasm. It's a spiritual gift that I have.
Yes.
All right. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And so, you know, Cloud Sync kicks in. whatever that might be, your stream collapses and there's all sorts of problems. So how do you fix that?
We got to find out what's going on and stop it. I mean, yeah. Or part of it is just communication to people, because people don't recognize that, you know, I always have internet and I always have the ability to upload stuff. And I work for this church and I do this during the week and it works. And why don't I just do it on Sunday morning while the stream is trying to get broadcast out? You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's just an awareness thing with your staff. You say, hey, do this all you want during the week, but if there's a service being broadcast from our facility, you got to pause on all that kind of activity and wait until Monday morning or, some other time. So if you're staff there, hopefully you don't have, I can't imagine people showing up and connecting with their cell phone and uploading a movie to somewhere, but yeah, it's probably mostly staff that we've run into.
You never know. It can happen. I've seen a lot of things in my decades of working with ministries. All right. So let's move on here. Here's another reason why you may be having a streaming problem, and that would be tied to your router. Your router is just pooped out. It's tired. It's been a great router for many, many years, but now it's on its last leg. And I've seen that in my own office. You know, everything is looking fine, and then all of a sudden, what is the problem here? And I end up having to replace my router.
Yeah. People hold on to routers for a very long time, too.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I would not be surprised if some of the routers at our church had been there for 20 years.
You think so?
maybe not 20 years. I guess the church hasn't quite been in the building for 20 years. So,
not yet, but I bet pretty close.
Bet there's something back there that's like, we bought this back in 2016.
Well, that's almost, you know, and that's true. I mean, so your symptoms can be, you know, you just end up with random buffering, kind of comes and goes. It's inconsistent. It seemed like it was working fine earlier. What happened? How do you fix something like this when you're pretty sure it's the router? How do you fix that?
I guess you replace the router. So, I mean, a lot of people will reboot the router. That's one way to get things going as well.
Yeah. Rebooting can sometimes help. I think though, that if you're having to reboot all the time, there's something going on here. There's something, it's on its last leg. So reboot can maybe work in a pinch. But I think if you're always having to reboot your router in order for the thing to work right, you got a problem here. So you definitely need to probably have it replaced every so often. There's certain types of routers. There's more, you might say, high-end routers or business-oriented routers, something to look into, because, you know, maybe a consumer-grade router might not be the best choice for your church, maybe.
Yeah. And we had, I don't know if you saw the email, we had somebody follow up just this week, and they went through the same things, that their encoder was not connecting and not behaving, and so they immediately thought, well, it's got to be Streaming Church fault. And then they started getting into things and started digging further. And what had happened, they had a encoder, actually a webcaster that was hardwired, which is what we recommend. And the port on the encoder, the Ethernet port, just, I guess, died. It wouldn't connect to their network anymore. But so they switched it over to Wi-Fi and everything was fine. So took a little bit of diagnostic, so that can happen. We saw it happen just this past week. So
we've seen almost everything. I think the thing about all this, what we're talking about today, is it takes patience, because sometimes you're just going to have to do some troubleshooting, and that can take some time. That can take some patience, and if you know, it always helps to get some advice and to help. You know, but it does take. It's definitely you got to have the gift of patience. And if you don't have the gift of patience, find somebody that does because it will take some time.
Yeah. And I would, what people do is not uncommon and not out of the ordinary, because they'll go, the assumption is, well, my stream won't make it to streamingchurch.tv or to my streaming provider. and everything looks fine on my end. So why not just let's call these guys and find out why they're down. And I think you want to do a little bit of due diligence before you call, but don't wait forever and then reach out to us. And then typically, you know, if we were down, they'd go, whoops, problem solved. Or what typically happens is, nope, we're not having a problem. And they're like, wow, what's going on? This is kind of just worked yesterday. What's so then you start going through our list here. So,
yeah. Yep. That's true. All right. Let's move on here to our favorite subject, cables. Cables. Sometimes the problem can be a cable. It's just a bad cable. I don't know why cables, if they sit and people don't mess with them, although sometimes people do mess with cables. And obviously, the more you monkey with cables and move them around, the chances of something happening grow. But there's cables that just kind of sit there for years and then all of a sudden decide, nope, we're not going to work anymore.
Yeah. Didn't you, was it a few months ago? I can't remember who you're working with, but you were, I think you experienced this. You wasted,
yeah, I did,
what, 4 hours of your life or something.
Oh, more than that. trying to help him. And you know, I was happy to try to help. But yeah, it was a Saturday night and I'm trying to help this guy. And, you know, I'm doing it all from online, right? He's in a different part of the country. And, but it was cable. It was a cable problem. Long story short,
that was like number eight on the list. And like, okay, let's trade the cable out for this thing to that thing. Oh, yeah. It's working now. And you're like, oh my gosh. So you had been through spent hours and tried all kinds of, all the obvious things, you know, but cables don't wear out, right? It's just as soon as you switch the cable, now everything's working.
Yeah. I don't know why they wear out, but they do. So maybe somebody that's smarter than I am can tell you why a cable that's just sitting dormant, it's not really dormant, but sitting there could go out. But they do go out from time to time. And of course, if you're messing around with them all the time, then that can be a problem too. But you know, and that kind of, well, not to prolong this, but you know, you always kind of, and Mike has talked about this, so I think we've done a podcast on this. You really should label your cables. You should label all your stuff, because that way, label them and maybe even take a picture or two of them and put them somewhere, put the image somewhere, because sometimes people will go in and for whatever reason, goof around and change something out and think, oh, this is fine. It works okay. And then, you know, it's messed up. Or as I was just getting at here, was if your cables aren't labeled, then you're like, okay, where does this thing go? And then you're, you know, crawling around on your hands and knees and trying to trace a cable, and it's probably the same color as four other ones are or five other ones are. And you're like, what is this one? And it's twisted around this one, and it's just a mess.
Yeah, exactly. Another one that's might not be on our list, but I know I've spent a lot of time. It's been years, though. But it's typically with either churches that get like an update to their router or something like that. And then all of a sudden nothing, you know, the stream, everything works, but the stream won't work. So they're reaching out to us and we're finding that in the wisdom of the router update, they say, we're going to block all of this type of traffic. Yeah. And they don't tell you that it's part of the update. That's what's going on. And so, you know, everything works. It's just super frustrating, but the stream won't go out. It won't connect. And then you dig deep enough and you find out, oh, they did a software update and now the router is not allowing any of this traffic out, any video traffic out. So,
Or
somebody seen put that up in a while, though.
Yeah, we haven't, but it does happen. And any firewalls pop up mysteriously. Somebody else decided to put a firewall up. Oh, we need better security. Let's put a firewall up. Which we can understand that, but again, it can block the stream from going out. So there are those kind of things that pop up. And I want to iterate here. We're almost done, but I want to iterate. I'm sure somebody listening to this or watching us here thinking, oh man, this is so overwhelming. Well, just take it one step at a time. And again, we're trying to help you through all these different things. You know, if you got a problem you just can't seem to solve, reach out to us. We'll try to help you. All right, let's move on here. And by the way, speaking of updates, not to get too far off the trail here, but, you know, live encoders, whether it be, you know, hardware-based or even software, sometimes live encoders, when they have updates, they can mess things up too. So everything was looking good. Now it's not anymore.
Yeah, we had – that was another one. That's been over a year now, right? One of the, I mean, Wirecast, right? We had
– oh, yeah.
They had an update, and it wouldn't connect with certain traffic. And that's, again, where you're starting banging your head and like, well, we know we got an update, and now it doesn't work. What's going on? Look, and they roll back the – the update, which is no small feat, and then everything works again. Like, oh, now it's working. I was like, well, that update was a problem. And we reached out to Wirecast, and they go, yep, that's an issue. We know about it. And what you need to do is don't do that update, or we're going to push another update that you want to skip to.
I remember that. You're right. It might have been a year ago. I don't think they did know about it. It seems like we reached out to them and they didn't know about it. And then, you know, we did have the people rolling back. And then it took them a long time to fix that, which kind of discouraged me a little bit with Wirecast. Telestream, right?
Yeah, it did. But one of the things that was beneficial for us and the position that we're in that's kind of unique is somebody goes, you know, my stream won't connect. I'm like, it just connected yesterday, you know, our topic of our thing. And we'll go, well, what encoder are you using? Wirecast. And after we solved it with the first guy, we're able to go, did it just get updated? Tell me what version you're running. He goes, oh, it just updated to this version. I'm like, that's the problem. And they're like,
the problem.
And so we're able to walk them back. So that's one of the good things about calling us for when you can't solve your problems is a lot of times there's other people out there that we have talked with that had a similar problem.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're about out of time, but let's kind of move along here. Another point here to bring up, we're talking about 11 of them here, it's probably more, but one of them is your ISP needs to step up. So very quickly, you know, you could have your internet service provider, there may be a problem. I've had them in my own office. I've had them in my office here where there was some kind of a weird filter outside of my office that they needed to change out, you know? So sometimes it's the internet service provider and your upload speed may look okay, but there may be some other problems. Or, you know, the bottom line is your upload speed may not be as good, or it may be very inconsistent. So sometimes it's worth a call to your internet service provider. Have them come out and test it. Tell them what you're doing. Ask about some other plans. Those kind of things may be an answer to your problem, too.
All right. Okay, encoder, what else? What else
encoder
is
issue.
What's
another point?
What other exciting things? Encoder issues?
I've lost track, but encoder, you know, you could have your encoder. Especially if a hardware-based encoder, you could have an issue with your encoder. It could be aging. Always make sure that you're looking at the CPU on your encoder. You might want to have another encoder handy. Now you might say, "Oh, Phil, we're a church. We don't have a bunch of money to buy live encoders." Well, you could always, if you have a hardware based live encoder, you could always try something free like OBS, which is software, or even vMix has a 60-day free trial, and so you could always try to use that as a backup and just see what's going on there. Comparing. And again, some of this stuff takes patience and time, but your encoder could be a problem, especially if you've had it for a while.
Yep. And that's often what we'll, when we're diagnosing with people, is what the encoder will connect. Okay, let's see if OBS is going to connect and we'll know whether it's a network issue or an encoder issue. And if OBS connects just fine, then we know it's not a network issue, that it's got to be something with that encoder. So
at their facility, we'll ask them to download OBS, which is free and doesn't take long to do or something like that. So it could be encoder. Another one, bitrate creep. Sometimes well-intentioned volunteers or even staff people will increase your internet speed. We've talked a lot about this the last few weeks on the Church Solutions podcast and even on our blog. If you're streaming at a really high bit rate and people for whatever reason, don't know the whole story, and somebody goes in there and ups your bitrate because we need a better looking picture. We need better video. So let's increase the video bitrate from 2 or 3 to 9 or 10 or whatever. Those kind of things can create a problem, especially if it's gradually happening. The pastor wants a better picture, but they don't really fully understand that increasing your video bitrate doesn't necessarily lead to a better picture.
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked a lot about that. We've talked about Wi-Fi. If you can stream using Ethernet or some kind of a cable instead of Wi-Fi, that would be ultimately the best way to go. Wi-Fi can work until it doesn't, until some of these other things pop up. So if you can use an Ethernet cable, that's the best way to go. I'm just going to keep going here unless you want to talk.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, good. And then background updates, which I guess I touched on this a little bit earlier. When I say background updates, could be update to your encoder that you weren't aware of. That could be a problem. And you go to boot up the live encoder and decides, oh, I'm going to do an upload here. I'm going to do an update. And, you're doing it right before the service starts and all sorts of problems happen. Same way with computers. I mean, we've had this. I've had this happen. Somebody boots up Microsoft and a few minutes before the service starts, because that's where their pro presenter is on. That's where their live encoder is on, because they're using something like OBS or vMix. Microsoft does an update right before the service starts. And don't turn your computer off, it tells you. And the update will be done in 25 minutes. And you got 5 before the service starts.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done here?
We're done.
We're done here for the most part. There's things that happen, all right? And we understand that. Again, it's not always our fault. We're not perfect. But we really want to encourage you to look at some of these other things, and we'll help you. I mean, we're not saying you're on your own on these things, right? I mean, we want to help you. So, but there's a big picture that you need to at least be familiar with. And then from there, you can begin to look at how to solve your problem. Anything else before we wrap things up here, Steve?
I should do it. Hopefully this will just help you do some due diligence on your end. I mean, don't hesitate to reach out to us, but do some due diligence on your end as well.
And we understand. I mean, I always emphasize this a lot, but, all of us are involved in our churches or have been involved in our churches in all sorts of positions, and we get it. Life is not always easy Sunday morning, and things happen and it's stressful, but we're here to try to help you have less stress Sunday mornings or whenever your service starts. All right, we're done here. Thank you, Mr. Stephen Lacey. Appreciate you very much.
All right. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. And we appreciate our viewers and listeners. And if you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions Podcast, please do so. Never miss an episode. Give us a rating. And please take care of yourself and each other. My name is Phil Thompson. And until we meet again, we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.